JoeBucksFan.com presents with Ozzy, the sports junkie.
You're into that.
Insight and insanity.
You silly man, hope I never get back in there. I will kick your
all from the mind of Ozzy the sports junkie.
Let's get this party started. How you feeling?
What is up? Where do you hurt? Ozzy the sports junkie back with you on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. Well, it's been a while, folks, but what a time for me to rear my ugly head. And I do apologize for my absenteeism, but to be honest, I couldn't take another Winston argument. I mean, how many times can I be told, I'm right, you're wrong? Every pass was a bad route. Well, when a linebacker is wide open and doesn't even have to jump for a ball, that's not a bad route. That's a bad quarterback. But again, I gave every ample opportunity for Winston to prove me wrong, and he didn't. So guess what? It's no longer my problem. As I've stated in the past, I'm not some Johnny-come-lately. I've lived and died with Buccaneer football for 35 years. At one point, even going to every home and away game on my own dime. So don't give me this, you're going to hop in all of a sudden, they bring in Brady. Not the case. Not the case at all. I just was done arguing about a quarterback who has thrown more picks than any other quarterback in a single season in almost 35 years. Regardless, today, a historic day in Tampa Bay sports history. Short of the Bucs Super Bowl win and the Lightning hoisting a cup, well, I'd put it right in the top five. That San Diego day, which seems a billion years ago. Today is one for the record books as well. To see that the Buccaneers are going out there, pushing all the chips to the center of the table to get a guy, the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And let's face facts. If it was any other 43-year-old quarterback, it would be a different scenario, and we wouldn't be having this conversation. This is not Joe Namath to the Rams. This is not Johnny Unitas falling all over himself in a Chargers uniform. This is a guy still playing at a high level. Now, the detractors, have at it. You know, have at it. Say that we're basing our hopes and dreams on a guy who didn't look all that great down the stretch. He didn't have anybody to throw to by the season's end. He overlooked the map, and I knew the numbers were skewed when they had the Buccaneers listed as plus 1,900. They had the Giants more favorable to pick up Brady. It's a perfect situation for Brady. He wants to not only, he wants to have a spot where he can shine without the overbearing hand of Bill Belichick. And let's face it, even as long as he stayed in New England, even if they gave him a front office position, he would still be under Belichick's control. Now Belichick Jr. is there to take over for his miserable father's control of that team. And as far as respect, you cannot not respect a team that's done what the Patriots have done. That reign is over, and we get Tom Brady here in Tampa Bay. A bigger day I cannot recall, like I said, short of that San Diego Sunday when we hoisted. And, you know, all the best in the world to Jameis Winston. We gave you 5 years, kid. We gave you 5 years. I really think you didn't do yourself any favors by playing the last two games. If you would have sat out, if you recall, going into that Houston game, I said maybe you can win with Winston. He was coming off 950 yards, 8 touchdowns, only 2 picks. I thought maybe you can overlook it. Well, he came out and played worse the last 2 games than he did all season. The continual onslaught of his supporters saying that you don't know what you're looking at. Well, obviously the powers that be did, whether it was Bruce Arians, I'm kind of thinking it was the Glazers. They came to a mutual agreement. It wasn't working. You cannot turn the ball over and expect to win in the NFL. That being said, to his credit, they had no running game. They've got to get a running game. They're going to bolster that line for Tom Brady, barring anything unforeseen. Now you can really start to fill out their draft card as far as what they need. If they can get that big left tackle out of Georgia, you take him and then you move Donovan Smith down the line. But they've got to address the right side of that line. You can't have a... He's been a trooper. He's been a longtime Buccaneer, but it's time to go. They'll bring in some other help on both sides of the line. If you can get a Kinslaw out of South Carolina, that guy's more impressive the more you watch him. A running back is the next concern. If you can get a guy, a lot of people down on Jonathan Taylor, but there's other guys just as talented out there. I don't know. You look around the free agent. I was sad to see David Johnson go yesterday in a big trade. I had to chime in with you people. I had to touch base with my Joe Bucks fan listeners and brethren. And what a breath of fresh air, man. You know, I've been a Buccaneer fan for 35 plus years, and I don't ever remember a darker era. You know, in the 80s when the Bucks were crap and they're horrible, you knew they were horrible going into the season. You didn't expect much. But for this last 5 years, you expected a little something out of them. And sure, they won four games in a row. But that ended the first pass of the very next game. Regardless, that era ended quickly with two of the worst games you'll ever see in your life. I knew the stench that resonated coming out of Ray J after that season finale that fittingly Winston ends his career just how he started it with a pick six against the Atlanta Falcons. I knew right then and there that was the last Winston in a Buccaneer uniform. And Jameis 101, hey man, I give you credit. You and I went a couple times around and around online. You were cordial to me. I listened to your argument, even though most of our conversations ended with, I'm right, you're wrong. My question then for you, Jameis 101, is this. Do you now pick up and move along to wherever the greatest quarterback ever to strap on a helmet, yet misunderstood, goes? If I'm Jameis Winston's agent, I call up said Patriots. If anybody's going to fix what's wrong with him, it could be Belichick, perhaps. Although he's more of a defensive guru. I look at LA. I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's a situation. They're going to need somebody by season's end. And maybe you learn from a guy like Roethlisberger. They got a lot in common. I mean, on the football field. Regardless, the dark era is lifted. I'll tell you what. The last three home games that I went to, the last three games of this season, sitting in that stadium, no game really personified it like the Colts game. When the first pick was intercepted, the first pass was intercepted, the second was taken into the house, sat there and watched the Buccaneers struggle, and fight, claw their way to a victory over a very, very mediocre Colts team as well, who just changed their quarterback as well. All the cards fell. Boy, whoever said it, my insider said it, that when Brady signs, the chips will all fall. Boy, like clockwork, like a Plinko chip on The Price is Right, which, by the way, in this non-sports era that we find ourselves sequestered. Jesus, I was betting on Price is Right games yesterday. It's gotten that bad. I watched an old Raiders-Lions game from 92, had no idea the outcome, had a little action on it with my girlfriend, and I lost that one as well. Who cares? Let's hope this passes. Let's hope everybody stays healthy. And just a breath of fresh air. It feels good to be a Buccaneer fan. I never wavered. I'd never jump ship. Hey, man, I told you at the beginning of this season, I gave Jameis Winston an open slate, and I, like the sage himself, after the 950-yard, two-week performance with 8 touchdowns and 2 picks, said maybe I was wrong. See, I was big enough to admit when I was wrong. Some of you Winston supporters are going to take this to the grave, and I read online, well, I'm not a Bucs fan anymore. Well, then get the hell out of here. We didn't need you anyways, because I supported your quarterback. And Tom Brady's not going to be the long-term solution. 1 year is really all we need. A year and a half. Get this thing back on the rails. Get our team back to respectability. And get Buccaneer Nation back to being proud once again. Albeit not a long, long history of pounding our chest as Buck fans. But today's one of them. And I'm going to pound it loud. And I'm going to pound it hard. And if you don't like it, well, lump it. We got the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. Sure is at the end of his run. But this isn't a Joe Namath to the Rams. Montana went to the Chiefs, had him in an AFC championship game. I hated seeing Michael Jordan in a Wizards uni, but he did drop 45 one night. We're not looking for a decade-long performance out of Tom Brady. Let's get to the playoffs next year. Let's make go to that stadium and event again. Made me sick to my stomach to sit in there half-empty, hoping that the Bucs didn't come back and win, so then I had to defend what I was seeing wasn't what I was seeing. I'm open to conversations. I'm open to debate. I'm open to anything. And you've got to be fair if you want to argue your guy's better than my guy. And listen, anybody who wears a Buccaneer uniform is my guy. I had Winston's back from day one. But about year three, I started to see the same mistakes over and over again. And year four and then last year was just pretty evident, as the record indicates. So if we're wrong, as I read all over, well, now we got to watch another Bucs quarterback go tally up a bunch of Super Bowls. Okay, Doug Williams won a Super Bowl. What happened after that? Never to be heard of again. Steve Young won a Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers that were set up to be champions, as Joe Montana won multiple before he took over. Trent Dilfer won one by default. I think he was released As a matter of fact, I'm positive he was released before the start of the next season. Don't give me a long, long list of quarterbacks who've left Tampa Bay to go on to unprecedented success. Testaverde hung around until he was 65 to see the playoffs, at least with a Jet team, kicked around Dallas, and he was well past his prime. I'll take my chances on seeing Winston hoist a Lombardi trophy, and if he does, I'll hoist a beer in his honor. But that's not my problem. That's no longer my concern. You know, you hear the hokey expression, it's a new day in Tampa Bay. Well, by God, or whenever the press conference is, and they roll out Tom Brady in a Bucs uniform or hat, whatever it's going to be, then that truly is a new day in Tampa Bay. I think a lot of things went into it, if you ask me personally. L.A. would have made sense, but the Chargers don't have the weapons the Buccaneers do. But to see Brady work, you know, the Patriots tried everything to get O.J. Howard. Well, now we truly can see what Brady's going to do with an O.J. Howard. I look for him to have a huge year. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin got to be dancing on the ceiling, literally tap dancing on the freaking ceiling of the numbers they're going to put up. This is a shot, a B-12 shot straight to the heart of Buccaneer Nation. And again, kudos to Glazers. You people like to destroy those. From where I'm sitting, they spend just as much money, if not more, than 80% of the teams in the league. And don't tell me they don't want to win. The Super Bowl's in their stadium this year. They think they wanted to come in with a 5-11 team? Hell no. They've got more money than they'll ever know what to do with. You know what comes after money? Power. Power is attained by rings. And that's what they're going for. It's an all push in, baby. Push it to the center of the table. Roll the bones on a coach who's a short-timer, on a quarterback who's going to be a short-timer. I get a kick out of people saying, oh, but the Bucs sold their soul to the devil when they got Gruden for that Super Bowl year. Hey, man, we were going to suck for 10 years anyways. What the hell's the difference? Roll the bones. Nice work, Glazers. Congratulations, Buccaneer Nation. I'll talk with you again when the contract is signed, when the ink is dried, and I'll be in line for my Brady jersey along with, I'd imagine, tens, if not hundreds of thousands. I sat in $500 club seats for $50 the last three games of the season and was disgusted by the football I watched. And I cringed and thought, you know something? You know what? This sucks. Aikman and Buck should be up in the booth right now, getting ready for a 4 o'clock, 10-2 against a 9-3 Falcon team, or a meaningful game where the Buccaneers who have playoff implications, because we haven't seen that in over a decade. Brady's not going to walk on water, but he gives instant credibility to a franchise that desperately needed it. And if you get the Tom Brady, even at 75%, is better than what we've had behind center for the last, well, decade, let's face it. All right, I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie. I'll check back with you folks after the ink dries. I shot up this morning when I saw that come across the wire. I knew when Vegas had him more favorable to sign with the Bucs than the Patriots on Sunday, I knew something was up. I think a lot played into it, like I mentioned. I think L.A., it might have been a little bit too much for the family side of Tom Brady. He wants to have somewhat of a private life. He can have that in Tampa. He won't have the TMZs following him everywhere. And Miami's a short flight away if you want to do business down there. Orlando, he's got a production company. They're making just as many movies in Orlando as they do in Hollywood now. What a day for sports in Tampa Bay. It's going to be a fun ride, people. It's going to be a real fun ride as my phone lines exploded. Check out OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. Screw that. Check out JoeBucksFan.com. Lee, Steve, you guys better get some lubrication on the old server because she's getting ready to smolder, baby. Let's do this. Let's bring some pride back in being a Buccaneer fan. I never lost it. It wavered, but I never lost it. And now it's back. Let's get this coronavirus the hell out of our way. And let's start winning football games and getting respectability. Because I got a newsflash for you. The last half of the season especially, those national broadcasters coming in to do the games, they weren't laughing with us, people. They were laughing at us. Good luck to Jameis Winston. He's a good kid. And as I told you, throughout the season, I never questioned the kid's heart. I never questioned his desire. I just questioned his accuracy, his throws, and his thinking on the field. But that's no longer my problem. With that being said, the Bucs now know what they need in the draft. They need offensive linemen and a running back. I really would have liked David Johnson. Is Le'Veon Bell out of the question? Who knows? But my God in heaven, if I had a penny for every freaking Winston argument I had, I'd be a rich man right now. I just feel so bad for Jameis one of one. It's got to crush his book sales. And it's now he follow Jameis to whatever team he goes to. And I'll leave you with this. As Jameis 101 told me in our last skirmish, but like I said, I give the guy credit. He wasn't rude or obnoxious. Neither was I to him. But he ended our conversation with this. I'm right and you're wrong. History proves it. All right, well, I'll close with this. I'm right, you're wrong. History proved it today. Ozzy the Sports Junkie, Joe Bucks fan, your number one source for Buccaneer information on what's going to be the most interesting and hopefully most successful season in Buccaneer history. You're going to hear more from me, Ozzy the Sports Junkie, for Joe Bucks fan. Check me out, OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. Streaming throughout all the world on BoxScoreNews.com. A lot of stuff's going down since last we spoke. So let the games begin. And I got to run out now. I'm going to go get in line for my Brady jersey because I want one in every freaking color. Ozzy the Sports Junkie, only on JoeBucksFan.com.